Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast. Question 83. What are the debits and credits on my credit card statement? Today's question comes from Barry. He says, I need some understanding what my credit card portal information is saying. I don't quite understand the breakdown they've given me. I've got balance carried forward, £1,368. Credits to your account, 1914. Debits to your account, 660. Current balance, 113. Could you please give me a breakdown of this? My current limit's £3,000 and I think it means I've got £113 left to pay. But what are these credits and debits to my account? Well, Barry, thank you for your question. I'm glad you asked. It's vital you understand how a credit card works or you're going to get yourself into some financial difficulties. The good news is it's just terminology and it's quite easy to understand. Let's run down how your balance is stated in your breakdown. Balance carried forward, £1,368. So you start with your balance carried forward. This is how much you owed from last month. The terminology is from the standpoint of the credit card provider. So they've got an asset, money owed to them, and it is this amount. So they are owed from you £1,368. You then have debits to your account, £660. So the debits to your account are all the purchases you've made to the account during the current billing period and any interest you've been charged if you're not paying off your balance in full. A debit to your account increases that total debit amount that the bank is owed. The terminology is from the bank's viewpoint. So they did have an asset amount, a debit, of £1,368, and then your purchases gave them more debits of £660. In your breakdown, you then have credits to your account. So that's the opposite. The credits to the account reduces the balance that you owe. And it's the total value of the payments you've made to your account during that current billing period. So to this point, you had £1,368 bought forward. You bought £660 worth of stuff and interest, the debits to your account, which brought your total to £2,028. You paid off £1,914, the credits to your account, and that results in your final balance, your current balance of £113, which you're correct to say is your balance carried forward and it's the amount that you owe to the bank. I hope that clears things up, Barry. Let me know if you need any more clarification on that. For any other listeners, if you've got credit card questions or any questions related to anything related to personal finance at all, head to moneystepper.com/submit a question and let me know what is bothering you financially. It'll be great to hear from you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.